Today I am going to present to you a Chinese component tester received from Galsen for testing and reviewing with the symbol MG328, not to be confused with the previously presented GM328. The main advantage of this tester is that it can work with a lithium-ion battery and can be charged from USB. Unfortunately, this is also its disadvantage, as the battery is not included. From the pictures, it is not clear what size of cell is used there, and you might think that it is the well-known and well-loved 18650 cell. This is unfortunately not the case. The tester is powered by a 14500 cell, which is a li-ion in the size of an AA battery. Their prices are relatively high, and the cells themselves, unlike the aforementioned 18650s, do not languish uselessly in a drawer. Well, I just happen to have a few, but I doubt if any of you have them. Time to add some color to the article. So you have a screenshot of the auction. As you can see, for $11.50, which as of today translates into approximately 43 Polish zlotys, we can purchase the tester in question for ourselves from our Asian friends. The contents of the package consist of the assembled tester, without the casing, which can be purchased separately, and three test leads, which are terminated on one side with 2mm bananas, and on the other side with medium quality crocodiles. At a price close to $3, which gives us slightly more than 11 zlotys, we can purchase an acrylic case. If we already have another tester in one, or an oscilloscope, we will have a nice addition to the whole. From the photo, it appears that this time, unlike the GM328, the case protects the display. The cables appear to be quite sturdy, and the crocodile teeth surprisingly fit together without any problems. From the auction description, in Chinglish, it appears that it is possible to calibrate the unit. Unfortunately, I don't know how to do this. The standard shorting of all inputs triggers the self-test, and this is where you can see that calibration would be useful. Below you can see the results of several attempts. I did not change anything or even touch anything. I only clicked the button that starts the test. I am concerned about the differences in results. They are seemingly small, but they are there nonetheless. Although, looking on the other hand, for the money, the results are still very accurate. They are, after all, fractions of an ohm. Let's see then how the measurements of the various components present themselves. As you can see, the tester is accurate, and in addition, measures ESR. So let's see if it measures resistance just as well. In the pictures, 1 ohm, 12 ohm, 100 ohm, 1 kilo ohm in turn. In the following photos, you can see a test of several types of transistors. As can be seen, in this area, the tester is no different from any other with a graphic display. 1N4007 diode. Thyristor 0.8 amps 600 volt. I can't remember the symbol. Now let's move on to more interesting cases. As you can see, there is no problem with the inductance measurement either. Out of curiosity, I connected a 2.7 volt Zener diode to the diagnostic socket. I obtained the following result. This made me curious, and I decided to check up to what voltage Zener, the tester would recognize the diode as a Zener, and when it would stop. I should add that the previously presented testers, without modifications, did not support the Zener diode test at all. 2V7 diode, 3V9 diode, 4V2 diode. As you can see, the measurement is not very precise, or the diodes have a macabre tolerance. I will investigate this tomorrow using a workshop power supply. Zener diodes at higher voltages are recognized as ordinary diodes. In the images above, we have the 6V8, 7V5, and 12V Zener diodes in sequence. After reading the Chinese-Polish description of the auction, you can find out that actually the tester supports Zener diodes up to 4V5. In the case of Triax, on the other hand, the tester gets lost in the same way as presented early on. With small triacs, there.